You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to the Horse Tip Daily, episode 1535. Buying a horse can be stressful, especially your first horse. Today's tip features an excerpt from the Ask Monty segment on Horsemanship Radio podcast found here on Horse Radio Network, and it deals with just that topic. And speaking of stressful, fly predators help you and your horse from getting stressed out by biting flies.
Easy, effective, and eco-friendly fly control starts with fly predators. Fly predators are the organic, natural way to dramatically minimize your fly problem. Learn more about fly predators and other Spalding Labs fly control solutions at Spalding, Spalding-labs.com.
Dear Monty, what should I look for when buying a horse for the first time? Monty's answer. This project has many facets, and most of them are critically important if you are to have a positive experience. I go into all these matters in great detail in the educational resources listed in the recommended additional resources section at the back of the book. So here, we'll just mention a few of the factors you will need to consider. I take into consideration the financial aspects, not just of buying the horse, but also of keeping it, as well as the kind of horse one might want and matching the horse to one's own level of skill and experience. Safety is a factor that I stress throughout any advice I give on purchasing a horse. After safety comes health and soundness, the time needed to devote to the horse, and whether or not that time is available. Stabling and who will care for the horse are important. I even go into waste disposal, something that most people forget. In the process of selecting a horse, it is critical to engage the assistance of a veterinarian who specializes in your chosen field. A professional horse person of long-standing good character can be helpful in keeping one from buying the wrong horse. I even recommend a farrier be called in for a quick assessment of the feet and what will be required to keep them right. Please do not simply accept these few important tips as sufficient guidance to prepare you for the purchase of a horse. I have gone into the whole subject in far greater detail in other published work, and it is critically important that you give the proper project consideration before you go ahead. Failing to do a good job of preparing yourself for the purchase of a horse will almost certainly result in a less than perfect outcome.
And thanks again to the Horsemanship Radio podcast here on Horse Radio Network for that tip. You can find that show at horseradionetwork.com. And also, you can find his tips and lots more at montyroberts.com. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.